Future Jungle. Jungle ARP Slice for 90s Inspired Darkness in Ableton Live 12. Beginner Workflow Lesson. Alright, let's build one of the most useful little instant vibe tools in Jungle and drum and bass. The dark, hypnotic, slightly detuned arpeggio chord texture that feels like it got sampled, replayed, and aged a little bit. The goal is not a pristine synth ARP. The goal is a sliceable, sampler-style phrase you can drop behind breaks and bass and it just screams late night, 90s shadow energy. By the end, you'll have two things, an audio resample that has that printed character, and a playable sliced instrument in simpler, so you can write rolling patterns like a classic jungle chop, but with modern control in Live 12. Step 0. Set the session like DDNB. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I'll pick 170 BPM as a sweet spot. Now create two tracks, a MIDI track called ARP Source and an audio track called ARP Resample. If you like, add a third track for a break or a basic kick and snare later, just so you can test groove and pocket. Now, step 1. Build a dark chord source. Simple, effective, no overthinking. On ARP Source, drop in Wavetable. Analog works too if you want more vintage vibes, but Wavetable is totally fine and it's stock. Set oscillator 1 to a saw wave. For oscillator 2, pick a square or another saw. Detune oscillator 2 just a little. The point is mild instability, not a huge EDM supersaw. If there's a unison section, set it to 2 to 4 voices with a low amount. Now shape the amp envelope so it behaves like a stabby sampled phrase instead of an endless pad. Put attack basically at 0, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 300 to 700 milliseconds. Sustain low, like 0 to 20%. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. That gives you something that hits, speaks, and gets out of the way. Quick teacher note. Jungle darkness usually comes from minor harmony plus timbre movement, not from doing super complex jazz chords every bar. So we'll keep the harmony stable and make the sound and rhythm do the work. Step 2. Create the ARP slice rhythm using MIDI arpeggiator and scale. Before Wavetable, add the arpeggiator MIDI device. Set the style to up down for that classic cycling motion, or random if you want it more chaotic. Set rate to 1/16th. Gate around 45 to 65% so it feels plucky and rhythmic. Steps around 3 to 5. Fewer steps keeps it musical and less like it's vomiting notes. After arpeggiator, add a scale device. Choose natural minor and set the root to something like F. This is huge for beginners, because you can explore without constantly landing on wrong note moments. Now make a one-bar MIDI clip and hold a chord. Here's an easy one that sounds moody instantly. F, Ab, C, and G. It's like an F minor with a dark extension vibe. Just hold that chord for the full bar and let the arpeggiator do the motion. Duplicate that out to 8 bars. Then, every 2 bars, change the chord flavor. You can do bars 1 to 2, that F minor flavor, F Ab C G, bars 3 to 4, Eb G B B F, bars 5 to 6, D B F Ab Eb, bars 7 to 8, back to F minor flavor. You now have a loop that moves like classic dark progression, without suddenly sounding happy. Step 3. Make it feel sampled by dirtying and spacing it before resampling. On ARP Source, we're going to add a little chain in a very intentional order. This is important. We're printing this character into audio like you would with hardware. First, auto filter. Use a low pass 24 dB slope. Set cutoff somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz. Start at about 4 kHz. Resonance around 10 to 20%. This removes modern brightness and pushes it into that came off a sampler zone. Next, saturator. Put it on analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. We're not trying to destroy it, we're trying to thicken it. Then hybrid reverb. Pick hall or plate. Decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Dry slash wet subtle, like 8 to 18%. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the reverb sits behind the attack instead of smearing it. Teacher note, you want a reverb shadow, not a wash. If you drown it now, slicing later gets messy, because every slice contains a huge tail and the groove turns to soup. Now we resample. On ARP resample, set audio from to resampling. Arm that audio track, hit record and capture 8 bars of your ARP. You've now printed it. This is the moment it stops being clean MIDI synth and starts being audio material you can abuse. Extra coach tip. When you resample, it's okay if the tails are a little too long. Slightly too long is better than too short. After slicing, you can control tails per slice with simpler's envelope or a gate. That's the classic move. Print lush, then control rhythmically. Step 4. Warp it for character. This is secret sauce territory. Double-click your recorded audio clip. Turn warp on. Try Complex Pro first. It's smoother and can make it darker in a nice way. Then try Texture Mode for grainy, old-school grit. In texture, set grain size around 15 to 30 milliseconds and flux around 10 to 25%. Now, optional but super effective, add Micro Take Drift. Go into Clip Envelopes, choose Transposition, and draw tiny movements like minus 5 to plus 5 cents over a bar or two. Keep it subtle. You're trying to suggest unstable playback, like something got resampled and replayed a few generations deep. Step 5. Slice to MIDI and make it playable. Right-click the warped audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing, Transient often works if your audio has clear peaks. If you want a tighter sequenced sampler feel, slice by 1/8 or 1/16 so it's grid-based. In the slicing preset, choose the built-in simpler option. Live will create a new MIDI track with simpler and slice mode. Now tighten it for DNB. In simpler, set playback to one shot for classic chop behavior. Add a tiny fade in, like 0.5 to 2 milliseconds, so you don't get clicks. If your slices are leaving too much tail, add a gate after simpler. Set threshold until the tails are controlled, and keep the return and release short so it stays punchy. Also check simpler's amp envelope release. This is where you can shape the tail per slice and keep the vibe lush but the rhythm clean. Step 6. Program a rolling jungle arp phrase that sits with a two-step. Make a two-bar MIDI clip on the sliced simpler track. Work on a 1/16 grid. Here's a simple starter rhythm at 170 BPM. Trigger slices on. Bar 1. Beat 1. Then the and just after it. Then a hit around beat 2 and a half. Then beat 3. Then the and after 3. Then around beat 4 and a half. In Ableton's position language that's 1.1, 1.1.3, 1.2.2, 1.3, 1.3.3, 1.4.2. Then repeat in bar 2 with a small variation, like drop one hit or swap one slice note to a neighboring slice. Keep it simple. Use two or three slices only at first. Jungle hooks are usually repetition plus tiny variations, not constant novelty. Now make velocity matter. Vary the velocity from around 60 up to 110 so it breathes. And if you want it to sit deeper in the pocket, don't instantly quantize harder. Drop in a simple break or metronome, listen, then use track delay on the slice track. Plus or minus 5 to 20 milliseconds can fix feel instantly without ruining the groove. Step 7. Make it darker and more future jungle with a stock effects chain. On the sliced simpler track, add auto filter first. Use LP12 or LP24. High pass isn't the goal here. We're shaping tone. Automate cutoff between about 800 Hz and 4K Hz the cross sections. Add a little resonance, 10 to 25% for tension. Then chorus ensemble, subtle width, amount 10 to 25% slow rate. This makes it feel wider and a bit haunted without turning it into a trance pad. Now roar, since we're in Live 12. Pick a gentle warm drive style. Keep drive low. Use Roar's filter to roll off harsh highs if it gets spitty. And here's a big mix discipline point. If any distortion is thickening low end, put an EQ8 before Roar and high pass around 150 to 300 Hz. Distorted lows cloud a DNB mix fast. Then echo. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Filter the echo so it doesn't add mod. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Finally, utility. Set width somewhere between 80 and 120% depending on the moment. And remember the key DNB rule. Keep this arp slice mostly mid and high. Let your kick and sub own the low end. Optional DAT warn trick if it still sounds too modern. After slicing, add EQ8 with a gentle high shelf down 2 to 6 dB above about 6 to 10 kHz. Then a tiny bit of redux downsampling, subtle. Then saturator with soft clip just until it thickens. That combination is a fast archival darkness button. Step 8. Quick arrangement so it actually behaves like a track element. Here's a classic layout. Intro, 16 bars. Keep the arp slice filtered low, maybe around 1 kHz, with a larger reverb tail. Add minimal percussion. The idea is distant, ominous. Build, 8 bars. Open the filter slowly. Add a couple more slice hits, and automate echo feedback up a touch for tension. Drop, 3/2 bars, bring in breaks and bass. Now make the arp slice due call and response. It plays for 2 bars, then rests for 2 bars. That space makes the drop hit harder and keeps it from turning into constant wallpaper. And for spice, make one reverse slice. Duplicate a slice to another pad or note, reverse it, and use it right before a phrase change. That reverse and forward move is pure jungle tension. Common mistakes to avoid while you're doing this. First, Too much low end in the ARP slice. High pass it. If it fights the sub, the whole drop collapses. Second, oververbing before slicing. If you print huge reverb, every slice carries a tail and your groove smears. Use subtle reverb on the source, then control tails after slicing. Third, triggering too many different slices constantly. It stops sounding like a hook and starts sounding random. Fourth, leaving warp in a mode that adds clicks or weird timing for tonal material. Texture and Complex Pro are usually safer here than sloppy beat settings. Fifth, no velocity variation. Jungle lives on groove. Velocity is your drummer's hands. Two advanced but easy upgrades if you want to level this up without adding new instruments. 1. Call and response slice banks. Duplicate your slice track. On version A, use Complex Pro. On version B, use Texture. Use it for the main loop and bring B in only for fills at the end of every 4 or 8 bars. Same musical idea, different sample source attitude. 2. Microfill method. Pick one hit right before the snare, and add two very quiet 1/32nd repeats of the same slice leading into it. Keep the main hit loud. You get movement without losing the anchor points. Mini practice exercise, 15 minutes. Make a 4-bar ARP source in F minor, arpeggiator at 1/16th. Resample it. Warp it in texture mode with grain size around 20 milliseconds. Slice to MIDI at 1/16th. Program a 2-bar pattern using only 2 slices with velocity variation. Add auto filter and automate cutoff from 1kHz up to 4kHz over 8 bars. The goal is hypnotic, not busy. Recap.